Dr. Carla Gunther.
Hello, thank you. I just wanted to briefly, because I see that there's a few licensing bills in this session, and I just wanted to let you all know that a few years ago we started convening fishermen. We had 8 meetings across the state with local fishermen talking about licensing, their vision for the future. We did a lot of visioning work with some guys, and then we also individually, I've had probably 50-60 meetings with shrimp and scallop fishermen who are on opposite ends of licensing opportunities and lack of opportunities and condition of the resource. And so we've been doing a lot of information gathering around those fisheries perspectives around licensing. And one of the things that we've learned is that multi-species diversity and access to a diversity of licenses is very pivotal and important to guys across the state. Another key component that came up was owner-operator, kind of maintaining the owner-operator scale of operations as well as the owner-operator rule. And one thing that's been happening with the scallop fishery and a lot of reactivation of activity has been related to the lack of an owner-operator rule in scallops. Another critical thing, it's related to our Eastern Maine Skippers Program as well, and work that this group had asked the Gulf of Maine Research Institute to do around lobster licensing. The entry level for young people, basically economically available, but then also opportunities to enter for young people to maintain business opportunities to keep people in these smaller coastal communities, that was another really key piece heard throughout the state. And we also held a couple years ago a national. We drew scholars and managers from across the U.S. as well as Canada. And those scholars and managers had all really stated the excitement they had that the state of Maine was poised to create a new model, something that was more creative, that created opportunity for the younger and smaller scale fishermen to be maintained within this sort of globalized, vertically, not so vertically integrated fleet, but to allow that ground level to persist. And I think that's basically it, and I just wanted to say that we're at your ready at any point in time for any information around that.
Thank you very much. Questions or comments? Chair and Comiega.
Thank you, Madam Chair. So when you say alternative, you mean like alternative to ITQs?
Pretty much alternative to anything, but I think mostly, yes, to the more privatized share, catch share, or ITQ systems. Transferable systems as well through, I mean, there are lots of forms of transfer. The two that are mostly talked about, at least here in Maine and across fisheries across the globe, our bloodline transfer, actually here in Maine is one of the only places where they talk about that. And at others, it's more of a commodity, a tradable commodity for cash or other, you know, taking out loans. And so it's proven, that model around the world has proven to basically eliminate the entry-level opportunities for young people. And most of the other states in the union are really looking at our apprenticeship program, trying to replicate the lobster apprenticeship. And across the state, across Maine, the other fisheries would all like to have an apprenticeship-type program, too. The student license and the apprenticeship program were both highly viewed as being successes. And other states really, really try to lobby in their own states to try to get apprenticeship programs like ours. Did that answer your question?
Thank you. Other questions? Comments? Thank you very much.
Thank you.